We're in Sefirot Shomer now. It was the end of Sefirot Shomer. So the Sefer Chinuch says, what's the term of Sefirot Shomer? He says, like someone who's an eved, who's waiting to be freed, so he counts the days, he waits and waits and waits and counts the days. That's what we're doing, waiting ke'eved yishev tzel. That's the term behind Sefirot Shomer. So the question is obvious. Bishleimer, 3,324 years ago, they were waiting for Torah. They didn't have Torah. They were waiting for Hashem to give them the Torah. And therefore they're waiting and waiting another day, another day, another day, another day. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have Torah, we're not missing anything. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you missing? What's going to happen? What's going to happen in another 5 days? What are we waiting for? You don't have Torah? He has Torah. No problem. Needs explanation exactly what happens on Shavuos. Exactly what happens on Shavuos. I had a shayla. It says in the Gemara that when Hashem wanted to give Klai to the Torah, the Malachim had tainus on Kodesh Baruch. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam, your Klai Shashuim that you created, that you wrote 974 generations before Bria Olam, your Klai Shashuim, you're going to give it to people? To know how it chal Hashemayim. Hashem told Moshe, giving them an answer. It was the Vikuch between Moshe and the Malachim. But the Malachim didn't want to, or ask him to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael against the wills of the Malachim. I don't understand, what's a Malach? What's a Malach? The word Malach means a Shliach. He's a messenger. A Malach is Ritzon Hashem. Who does Ritzon Hashem in the world? That's the Malach. When Hashem wants to do something, Kaviyochem, so Hashem sends a Malach. You do it for me. You are my messenger. There's no Malach that does anything in that good Ritzon Hashem. Over here, Hashem wants to give Torah to Klai Yisrael, and the Malachim are arguing. What's a Malach? Malach is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malach is Ritzon Hashem. So Ritzon Hashem is arguing against a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's going on over here? What does it mean? How could a Malach argue with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How could a Malach tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this? A Malach is the same Hashem. There's no thing called what they call in English an angel, and the angel is some kind of being that he could has a day. A Malach doesn't have a day. A Malach is the same Hashem to do his will in the world. So how could it be that the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael? Of course this is Sifrei Torah, but little that we could understand. It says in Zohar, it's put down in Nefesh HaChaim, that Hashem is very, very happy with the Chidushi Torah of Klai Yisrael. When someone is Mechadish Torah, then Hashem tells of his whole Pamaya, look at thy children, and he takes the words and he kisses them. It's all Chidushim of Klai Yisrael, of Torah. So Chaim Elashin says, Nefesh HaChaim, that Chidushim doesn't mean a whole pilpul in the Rambam. Anything that became clear in the Torah, that's called Chidushim. When I'm learning a Gemara, and I didn't understand the Gemara, and I'm working it out, and it became clearer to me, that's called Chidush HaTorah. Why is that Chidush HaTorah? Everyone understood it besides me. I'm the only one who didn't understand this Gemara. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out the Gemara. Finally, I figured out the Gemara. Oh, you have a Chidush. What's the Chidush? Everyone knows it. What's the chiddush? Why is this a chiddush to you? So I want to say a chiddush. What chiddush to you is? There's a klal. Eilu ve'eilu divrei kim chayim. When there's a machlokes between tanoim, the Gemara says he is right and he is right. And it's like very clear why. How can they both be right? It's mashma that's. This is a big side. I learned Gittin by B'michu Yehudi Zuchayin Levacha in Yiponi Ben Shuktana. We got to the sugi of Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim. And he told us, I remember he told us then, that I was by the Chazanish when he said Pshat Na Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim. Not everyone's right to tell you what he said, so I'm not going to tell you what he said. But I'll tell you one thing, when he explained what the Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim is, his two eyes were two pieces of fire. That can hear, I heard from him. It's not just a big story about Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim. To say what the Chazanish says, I have no idea what the Chazanish said. I always wanted to ask him, but I didn't feel I'm ready to ask him. And I might say, I never get around to asking him. What the Chazanish tell you? What should I ever give to him tonight? I'm not sure he would have told me. But I wanted to ask, go over and say, what did you hear from the Chazanish? I was not doich. But it's not sure, so it's what Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim is. So I'll tell you how I heard Rabbi say. And it could be I added a little Nefech Mishali, I'm not sure. This is the way I understood what Rabbi explained to me what Eilu Kim Chayim is. When someone's learning Torah, he's learning a Gemara, and he has a whole Pshat, and a whole Yisoid, and a whole Shtikot Torah, and he has a whole Binyan, and he's dead wrong. 100% wrong. Is that what he did the last 20 minutes? Is that Torah? Is that Narishkeit? Is that Bittul Torah? Is that the Torah? He was doing his best, but the mice, he didn't learn in the Torah. But he didn't know he's wrong, let's say. So he doesn't know he's wrong. And he has this sticker and just continues saying it over and saying it over and saying it over. Is he learning Torah now? Is that Torah? Right, someone has this sticker Torah and he doesn't know it's wrong. He's working on it and saying it over and over and over and over. Is that Torah? It's wrong. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. We all know it's Torah. It's Torah. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael the Torah, which means if someone takes once no Pshat in Dvar Hashem, Hashem gave a certain Torah Shem Kisav to Klai Yisrael. Klolim and Torah Shabbat. Kabbalah, we have from Moshe Mitzinai and Torah Shabbat. If someone takes this Klolim and he learns it with his understanding, whatever he comes out with, that's Torah. Torah is not what Hashem said is Torah. Torah is what I say is Torah. Leib Shemayim. If I'm learning Torah with Ishmael, I'm writing no Pshat in Torah. I want no Pshat in Gemara. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm wrong. But since I learned it, and since I meant it, I'm still trying to figure out what's Dvar Hashem, that itself is Torah. Because you have someone learning these things, and that is Torah. The Beis Halevi says, what do the Malachim want? They don't know that Klai Yisrael is the only ones. But what happened over there? The Malachim said, why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? And Hashem said, Moshe, give them an answer. And Moshe said, just a second, who's supposed to not steal over here? Us or you? You guys have problem with stealing? Do you guys have Shechtu Kibbutz Avayim, Shechtu Leisirtzach, and so on and so forth? So basically, what did they think? They think that they've been kind of Kibbutz Avayim? What did they think? They've been kind of Leisirtzach? They've been kind of Leisignoif? What did they think? Beis Levi says, What they thought was, they saw Mekayim Torah, but who will paskin what Torah is? That Bishmayim paskins. And Moshe says the one who does it has to paskin. The psak has to come from an Eisur. I think that what the Beis Levi is Teru Semes, what he's saying. But he meant it deeper, and if he meant it deeper, I'm saying it deeper. Not only that the psak is what the Bnei Yisrael says. Teru is what Bnei Yisrael says. Teru is what Bnei Yisrael says. Hashem says, the Malachim say, like the Tzoyis. And I'm learning the Nesivis, and it's a beautiful pshat. And the Malachim saying, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. Malachim like the Tzoyis. And now learning the Nesiris, it's such a beautiful pshat. Was I learning Torah? Well, I'm learning Torah. The Shmaim said, you're talking Narishkeit? They don't decide what Torah is. I decide what Torah is. When Hashem gave Torah to Klai Yisrael, he took his most precious item, and he says, here, this is yours. Whatever you say goes. Not only in Psak. In what Torah is. If this is right or this is wrong, I decide if it's right or wrong. What happens if I say chayiv? My chavrusa says potter. I say narishkeit, it's chayiv. And he says, you're making a mistake, it's potter. What's Torah? Torah is what you're learning. Torah is not what they decide if it's chayiv potter. Torah is what you're learning. If you're learning and you came out as chayiv, then halach is chayiv, then Torah is chayiv. And he's learning and he came out potter, Torah is potter. He's right and he's right. Because what we're interested in is not what they said in Shemayim. But the interest is what you're learning. That's what makes it Torah. So you're learning that it's chayiv, you're learning that it's potter, so it's chayiv and potter. Even deeper. Even deeper. Is the machlok is Pelegish Begiva. There was a story over there that there's a fellow that had a Pelegish, and they got angry at her and they got into a fight. It's impossible. So Gemara says, why did he get angry at her? It's machlok is if Nima Matzah, Zbuv Matzah, machlok is. So Gemara over there says that one of the Tanoim met Rabbi Yonison met Eliyahu Novi and said, what's Hashem learning now? He said, he's learning the Sugya Pelegish Begiva. Oh, wonderful. What does he say? Why did he get angry at her? So he says, Yonison Bini Omar. I don't remember which one. One says, Nima Matzah. One says, Zvuv Matzah. So he said, Hashem doesn't know what it was. So he said, Eidu Ve'eidu Devekim Chayim. What's Pshat? When I'm learning, what did he find? He found the Nemo or found the Zvuv? Machlokes. I'm trying to figure out I'm interested in the story that happened 3,000 years ago. I'm interested in Pshat Pasuk. Why am I breaking ahead? What did he find? What's Pshat? What did he find? I want to know the story, I want to know the Pasuk. If I want to know, I don't care about the story. Who cares what he found? Who cares? Some stupid idiot 3,000 years ago. What's the difference? I mean, some Pshat Pasuk. The Pasuk says that he was angry at her. What's Pshat Pasuk? So Rabbi Yonason says, Zvuv. Rabbi Yossi says, Mnima. So the Pshat Pasuk, if he says, Abtang Pshat Pasuk is Zvuv, is that Pshat Pasuk? Yes. And he says, no, Pshat Pasuk is Mnima. Is that Pshat Pasuk? Yes. So what is the Kosh Baruch Hu says? What's Pshat and Pasuk? Kosh Baruch Hu says, Zvuv and Nima. Yoyin is Ibn Yom, Zvuv Matzah, Yoyin is Ibn Yom, Nima Matzah. Eil Veilet Tiv Kim Chaim. That's Makabal from Shimshin Zuchayin Yavoch, Pshat and Eil Veilet Tiv Kim Chaim. This vote is from the Saba Mikelem. More or less, I don't know if he explained it. I don't think he explained the way the Kaim explained what Torah is. We said Bishem Yevisol Salanta. He said someone who learns Torah Likanta doesn't mean Torah. He means just because to show you that you're wrong. So my Torah is not Torah. If I'm learning Torah because I want no pshat, Torah is Torah. If I'm learning Torah, I don't want no pshat. I'm just trying to show that you're wrong. It's not Torah. Even if it's what Hashem is saying, that doesn't make a difference. Torah is not what Hashem is saying. Torah is when I'm learning Torah. If I'm not being clear, please, I'll repeat. I hope I'm being clear. So he says, Rabbi Saul Salanter told the Savi Mikelem, you understand, everyone understands that's partial, that someone doesn't learn Musa, so it's not Torah. He threw it two words. Everyone understands someone doesn't learn Musa, so it's not Torah. Because someone doesn't learn Musa, when he's learning Torah, he has it full of negias. He doesn't mean for the Torah. I want to show that I'm right. I want to, what kind of things, someone is learning, who's learned Musa, his heart's pure, what do you want? I want to know what Hashem says. I want a pshat. That's Torah. Someone who's a mushkas inside, who has all kinds of his personal ideas and personal things, and I can't say that that's pshat because I once said it's that, that's nothing, so I have to be right. So therefore I have to say this. That's not Torah. You might be right because what Hashem says, but that's not Torah. Because you're not going to the Umkisha Parasha. You're going all with your Krumkite. So he told Rabbi Saul Salanter, told the Sami Kelly, and seeing someone doesn't learn Musa, Torah is not Torah. Because Torah is someone who wants to know Dvar Hashem and is learning Dvar Hashem. That's the issue. So we have a Shail. I have a Hoshtikal Torah. First, I'll ask you a question. What's Pshat? It says in Chazal, Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Osel Chadish Nema L'Moshe Mesinai. Anything that Talmud Chochem will be Mechadish? Years later, that was all said to Moshe Mesinai. Right? So I don't understand. If we said to Moshe Mesinai, why is it called the Chiddush? This is said to Moshe Mesinai. I wasn't Mechadish anything. It was all said already. What Mechadish was said? If it was said so, it's not Mechadish. The question I understand what I'm asking? Right? If I'm sitting in my house and I work and finally I have an invention, electricity. Is Mechadish anything? Good morning! We found this, we know over this hundreds of years already. What did you find? Oh, I'm learning the Gemara, learning. I'm a beautiful Chiddush. Good morning! I should have told this question 3,324 years ago. Why are you a Chiddush? Why is it called a Chiddush? So I think Pshat is. I'm saying that this is Pshat. Who made this Torah? Me or Hashem? I made this Torah. When Hashem told Moshe Mesinai, Hashem told him, this vote is because Yosef ben Yoam Pinchas said it. That's what makes the Torah. Hashem tells it to Moshe b'Shmi, because I'm mechadish it. Who made it to you? I made it to you. I'm mechadish it, and Hashem told the Moshe because I was mechadish it. What came first? I came first. I was mechadish it. I thought, if I wouldn't have thought about it, if no one in the world would think about it, it wouldn't be Torah. Because Torah is not saying Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah. And he said, what you understand, that's what Torah is. But you understand, that's what Torah is. So therefore, I'm sitting over here, in Tavshin Ayin Beis, trying to figure out the Gemara, and I have a Chiddush. Who made it Torah? Who brought this down? Who decided it's Torah? I decided it's Torah. Now Hashem told the Moshe Mesinai. Hashem told Moshe, Yosef ben Yoam Pinchas is going to say this pshat. He said it b'shmi. I'm a chadish. Or Rebbe Kivayegis, Hashem told Moshe, Rebbe Kivayegis, tain is as pshat. Machloek is ksoy tzun esivis. Hashem told Moshe, Rebbe Kivayegis, the ksoy says, that's pshat. The esivis says, that's pshat. And Machloek is me and my chavusa. Hashem says, Pinker says, that's pshat. Shmuel says, that's pshat. We all said it. We were mechadishin, and Hashem told Moshe, b'shmeinu. So now I have a shayda. What happens if you have a b'kve'ege and the Pnei Yeshua says the same word? Who does Hashem say b'shem? Hashem Pnei Yeshua say b'shem b'kve'ege? B'shem both? B'shem both? Pnei Yeshua and b'kve'ege says that's pshat. What happens if it's b'shem the Pnei Yeshua and b'kve'ege and I was also machaven to the same word? Says b'shem three. Pnei Yeshua and b'kve'ege and Yeshua and b'kve'ege says that. And what happens if it's not the Pnei Yeshua and b'kve'ege but it happens to be 7 million people through the days? But they're all machavish it. Shesham said to Moshe b'shem all the 7 million people. And these 7 million people, everyone's like, that's Pashup Shad. It's Pashup Shad. And there's one person who worked in it. It's me. And I'm working, finally, pshat, I got it. And everyone's looking at me, what? Good morning. It's so simple. When Hashem says it over, he says it over Hashem 7 million people, and me also. He says, Yosef, Pinkus is Machadashit. It's his Chiddush. Not only him. All those people, they were so simple to them, that's also made a Torah. They made a Torah. They were Machadish Torah. There's nothing in the world that can be Machadish today. There's nothing that I can make Yesh Ma'ayin. Nothing. One thing in the world I can Machadish, that's Torah. How can Machadish Torah is given already? It's not given already. What I say is Torah. It's one thing in the world they can create, everything you could discover. Whatever they're doing out there is all discovering. They're discovering. We're creating. So the Malachim are screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's Pshat, I think that's Pshat of Chaim Veloshna. If Chaim Veloshna says, anything that became clearer to you, that's Chiddush Torah. You Mechadish the Torah. It's true that he knows it, and he knows it, and he knows it, and he knows it. But Hashem Kevi Tzimosh Mishinei said that you also said it. It's your Chiddush, this is yours. Just because he said it, that makes less than you said it? B'shem, when Hashem gave it to Moshe Mishinei, B'shem, who did he say it? B'shem, him and him and him and him and you. You're Mechadish Torah. It's your Chiddush. You create. Why is this Torah? Because I made it into Torah. That's why I said, because I made it into Torah. Anything that we learn, that we're creating Torah. That's Chiddush Torah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Semech with Chiddush Torah. Kaviyochel. Like a father who sees his son who's being matzliach. It's good I gave it to you. You know how to do this. You know how to do this. You know how to build it. Wonderful. Right? Yeah, we give him nachas. He gave us the raw materials. And we're building it. We're understanding it. We're bringing it down. Building it up. And he has nachas. Because Baruch Hu is happy with his children. It's good I gave it. You see? I gave you the set. Your mamish making it. Look at all this chedushim we're making. And we learn another gemara. That's, I know pshat gemara. He says, look what you did. You made it. You created it. Because Baruch Hu was semeach with the chedushim of Klal Yisrael. Any chedush we say, any pshat we say, we simply as pshat. It's a chedush. We're mechadish Torah. So the malachim said, Bench, what are you doing? What are you doing? But Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael, instead of you deciding what Torah is, you're giving them to decide what Torah is. That's it. It's not over here. It's not by us. We're saying pshat. No one's mechadish down there. Hashem said, sorry, that's not Torah. I never told them Moshe Mishinai. Sorry. But look what a beautiful pshat I have. Hashem said, it fits. But I never told it to Moshe Mishinai. Because no one was Mechadish down there. But so is Mechadish down there. That's Torah. That's what I gave to Moshe Mishinai. But if you want Mechadish down there, it's not Torah. I didn't give it to Moshe Mishinai. So I said, but you know, what are you doing? That was the time of the Malach. The way I understand, I wasn't Mechavim Rabbi Yisai, but this is my small understanding. A Malach is Ritzein Hashem Ba'idomai. You have a malach mechoil, who has a job. You have a malach reforil, who has a job in the world. You have a malach Uriel, you have a malach Gavriel, if Malach is the return Hashem by Lomai, is a messenger to do his will. That's how you have Malachim. When Hashem does against the Seder Ha'olam, against all understanding, because he has his own Ratzon. Kaviyachol, he's shoydet marochis. He has a world, the Hashem has storm in the world. The world works with if he sit in storm. Who does these storm? Hashem set up, your job is to do this, your job is to do this, your job is to do this, your job is to do this. Sometimes Hashem decides, I'm going to change things. L'mashul. Hashem made Kriyas Yamsuf. So Sesara Shayam told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you doing? Sesara Shayam said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you gave me all the mitzvah, why should I give it back to you? A vikuach ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sesara Shayam. What does that mean? Sesara Shayam is the derech mahalach ha-malach mahalach ba-olam. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that if the mitzvah are on the Yam, so it belongs to the Yam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Sarei Shayam, and now I'm changing the rules. That's right, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Malach. The Malach is the way the world runs. The way the world runs, it's impossible for Hashem to give Klai Yisrael Torah. Torah is Hashem's, not Bnei Yisrael. The Malachim are screaming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. You built it, you made the Torah, you built the world up your Torah, you're giving it to Klai Yisrael. It's against everything that the world runs on. The whole world is understood that it's yours, not theirs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not my children, I'm going against everyone. Lo yosechein lechol goyim, mishpot ma'idom, haleluka. This is a special mahalach. Against everything you ever knew. The fact that I'm going to give Leyes on my Torah is something against anything you ever thought about, you ever knew, fathomed, you ever knew. This is a new mahalach that I'm doing for my children. Bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Sarish Yamas is screaming. Giving the Torah, all the malachim are screaming. You create a world, you're creating everything, you're giving to Kleyesel. They're going to decide what Torah is. Maybe you tell them how to act. Tell them how to act. But you're giving them Torah? It's theirs? It's theirs to decide, to do it, to make it? To be mechadish it? That's against everything we ever knew. But Baruch says, that's right, it's against everything we ever knew. It's my children. That's the Av Miyuchedis of Matan Torah. We know that every Yom Tov is not, it's not in commemorating what happened thousands of years ago. Every Yom Tov is a Chiddush now. The Koyach of Bnei Yisrael to Mechadish Torah comes on Shavuos. That's Man Matan Torah saying. That is Man Matan Torah saying. Hashem gave us the Torah on Shavuos. And every Shavuos Hashem gives us the Torah. Which means the koyach that we have to learn Torah next year, it comes from Shavuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here, take my Torah, do a good job with it, because I love you, I love the Torah, let's make something good out of it. That's what happens Shavuos. The days between Pesach and Shavuos, we're waiting for this new chidush, this new chiba, this new kivu that Hashem shows us against the whole world. Hashem gives us a kiss and says, take, I'm giving you rishus, I'm giving you my closest possession, my most precious possession, my Torah, I'm giving it to you for another year. And you take it and you build it and you. I want to see beautiful things done with it. That's the chiba, special chiba of Torah, of Shavuos, about the Torah. And that's the days that we're waiting. We're waiting. Kevin Sheftel. Ava, Rabbi, I've told him, it was so long since he showed us this Ava, since he gave us this Ava. Waiting another 5 days, you're going to give it this Ava. This is the waiting that we're waiting for. The Kiva, that Hashem says, take my Torah, take my most precious possession, make something beautiful out of it. That's the Chivam Yuchedis of the Mizmam and Torah Seinu. And the first, and the night of Shavuos, Naidish was Beishuos, he said, I learn, Mechadish. We're shikr. With this chibah. We're shikr with this. What Hashem gave us, the koyach he gave us, the possibilities, what we could do. Tell us, is the most precious possession, the strongest possession. It's also, besides the most precious and the strongest, it's also the most responsibilities. And he said once, Pshat, it says, "Atim liyum amalechas koyinim v'goy kodesh." Amalechas koyinim v'goy kodesh. So Rashi says, "What amalechas koyinim? Koyinim is sorin, sar, a lord." A minister. So they tell you, what's Shad Sar? So perhaps you learn, it's Chshivis. Melech's Kingdom is a kingdom of ministers, all Chashuvim. But they tell you, what happens if the Sar HaPnim, or the Sar, let's say the Sar HaChutz, the foreign minister, puts his foot in mouth and says something very, very, very silly? He could cause an international furor. And if the Sar of the police makes a mistake, the whole, when the Sar, it's a Sar Chinuch, one that makes a mistake, oh, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. You know what you did over here? The whole country is in arms. Hashem gave us all the sorrow of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the ministers. We make a mistake, who knows what we could do in the world? Rahman al-Islam. You do something right, you're building on my world. We have the responsibility of the world. Because Moshe says, I gave you my Torah. It's all in your hands. There's no one else in the world that can learn it besides you. Malachim can't learn it. Because they can't be Mechadish. They can't be Mechadish. They can't do it. Until I gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, I know, maybe the Malachim did it. I don't know who was Mechayim the world. Once I gave the Torah, there's no one else in the world that can do it. It's only you. It's in your hands. You're the ministers. You do a good job, you build the world. You do a Chaman Islam and Beit Shana. We're all in trouble. The Chiba that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Shavuos is part of that Chiba that it's all in your hands. It's all yours. It's all yours. So what Torah is, what to do with Torah, how much you learn Torah, how much Torah there will be in the world, it's all yours. That's why Hashem gave Torah to Klai Yisrael in Shavuos. That's our simcha. That's the unbelievable simcha that we have in Shavuos. Eventually, he gave it to your first possession. Thank you. He wrote that we should be zeichet to the kabbalas atayim and teich simcha v'gvotzen av. I hope I was understood. Okay.
Can you explain why we? Lamaisa, why did we celebrate Shavuos? Kabbalah Sotah and Shavuos. We never got the Torah and Shavuos. We did it in Yom Kippur. So it's not the Torah that we got. It's this Koyach you're saying. That's the...
Yeah.
That's something that could answer that Kasha as well.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's not the uniqueness that they need.
Yeah.